We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Manhattan Parks and Rec joining us here for this next segment. We have a couple guests. I've got Molly Mayberry, Recreation Assistant, joining me here on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I believe we have Sydney Baker on the other side as well. She's Recreation Supervisor Aquatics. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on. I'll start with you first, Sydney. I understand ice skating is now open here in the city of Manhattan.
It is. It's been open since the beginning of December. After today, because our break is ending, unfortunately, kids have to go back to school. We'll only be open Friday through Sunday, but we are open on weekends and USC 383 holidays and ready to go.
All right. And how does that work? Do you just show up and go ice skate, or do you have to call ahead?
So you have several options. Our capacity is limited, and so we're selling two-hour sessions. You can either purchase those tickets in advance online, or you can do it over the phone. So you can call our office at 587-2757 or the rink itself at 587-2747. If you call the rink, leave a voicemail. Those kids, the managers, will get back with you. There's also a QR code on the door when you get to the rink. So if you haven't bought your ticket yet, you just scan that and it'll take you straight to the site to purchase your ticket.
All right. What's attendance been like here this past month as far as ice skating is concerned?
It's been really great. Almost all of our sessions have been 100% full, so people are really excited to get out and skate. Everybody's been really great about wearing their masks and staying socially distanced. We're fortunate enough that we also get to open our garage doors. The weather's been cooperative, so it's kind of like an outdoor rink lately. So it's been really great.
Yeah. Well, and I know one thing that normally you can do when it's not a worldwide pandemic going on here, but normally you can spectate, and I understand that's not allowed right now.
We're not allowing any spectators inside of the pavilion currently just because our capacity is limited. So we're reserving that space for our staff as well as our patrons that are skating. If you purchase an admission, you're more than welcome to come into the building. Otherwise, we ask that you stay outside, which isn't so bad because the garage doors are open and you can stand outside that perimeter just as easily.
All right. Masks required of everyone that comes out?
They are, absolutely.
All right. Well, Molly joins us as well. Molly, New Year's Day was Friday, and we had the first day hikes. How did that go?
It went really well. We had over 125 participants come out for our two-mile hike at Tuttle Creek Park, and it's actually a national event put on by America State Park, so that's a fun partnership with Tuttle Creek that we have.
I know there was a little bit of worry because it sounded like we were going to get some weather coming out, so that didn't impact it too much because we completely missed it. I think the snow line was a little east of here.
Yeah, I think so. I was out of town that day, so I'm not 100% sure, but we had over 125 people show up, so.
That's great. Is that normal, or is that more than normal? Do you know?
You know, I'm not sure. I'd have to ask Ryan McKee. This is his event. Yeah. Do you know, Sydney?
I think it's about target, probably a little less this year than normal, but the weather was nicer, so we had a pretty good turnout.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about some other events that you have coming up, Molly, including Culinary Kids Club.
Yes, this one we're really excited about. We're partnering with Tyvee for this Culinary Kids Club. It's going to be virtual cooking classes. There's going to be one class a week for 6 weeks, and it's going to cover cooking basics. Tyvee has a dietitian who's going to be able to help us, and she's going to give nutrition information, and we're hoping that someone from the bakery will be on one of our sessions to show kids how to decorate cookies or cupcakes or, you know, whatever that may be. We're still planning it. The dates and pricing is not set in stone yet. We're still working with Tyvee on that. But they've done a kids cooking class in the past, and Parks and Rec has used their facilities for cooking classes in the past. But since how they're not using their facility right now, we decided that virtual would be the way to go. So we're really looking forward to it.
Cool. That sounds like a fun program. And you know, open to ages 8 through 14, that's a good time to maybe learn some of those kind of skills.
I think so. It's a lifelong skill, and I think a lot of kids are interested in it. I loved helping out in the kitchen when I was younger, and I learned a lot from my mom and my Mimi. And so we're hoping that, that a lot of kids are interested. It's definitely a fun skill to know and enjoyable. So, and you can do it forever. You're never too old for it.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, that's coming up in February. We also look ahead on the calendar, and, you know, it's nice to be able to talk about the possibility of having some events coming up, and Night to Shine Prom is one of those that's on the calendar, and sounds like plans are being made for that.
Correct. So last year's Night to Shine was our first time ever hosting. We partnered with University Christian Church. We had 117 participants and over 100 volunteers at that event. It was incredible. I remember talking to you about this last year, but the Tim Tebow Foundation, who puts on Night to Shine, they have decided to go virtual this year. So this year's Night to Shine will take place on February 12th, 2021, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it's going to be virtual. So you can register this year through University Christian Church. If you get on their website, you'll be able to find the link to register, and you'll put in your information. And at last year's prom, every participant got a Night to Shine logo bag with either a crown or tiara and a bunch of other goodies. This year, we're putting together participant boxes with the help of Confetti and Cashmere here in town. They're going to put those boxes together for us, and then participants can either pick those up at University Christian Church, or we will deliver them to them prior to the event. So they'll still get everything they got at the in-person prom, but this year it'll just be virtual.
That's cool. That was a really cool event. I remember, I think that was one of the last in-person events we covered last year before everything shut down. Hard to believe. It's been a year since that happened. Holy cow.
Yeah.
But, that's a great event, and you're probably expecting another good turnout for that, even with it being virtual?
I hope so. Yes, sir. I'm not sure what to expect, honestly. We've never done a virtual prom before, so... I'm hoping we get a good turnout. It was fun last year, and I think it's going to be just as great this year.
Yeah, and what's the date for that again?
The date for that is February 12th, 2021.
Okay, so just a little more than a month away, so start thinking about that here soon, and details probably be coming up on the Parks website. How to register?
Okay. We'll also get the University Christian Church link put up on our website so people can, because last year they registered through us at Parks and Rec, and this year they're registering through University Christian Church. So we'll get that link up on our Facebook pages and all social media pages and our website as well.
Great. Well, I know it's kind of a slower time of year for the parks right now because it being winter, but I have to ask you guys, this is just kind of off the cuff here, but when it snows, what's the best place in Manhattan to go sledding?
I grew up about a block away from the Seco Hill, so that was always my choice.
Okay.
And they've done some work on the hill, too, so there's runs that make it a little more fun. So that's always my favorite place.
All right. Molly, do you have any favorite places?
I do not. I'm not sure.
Well, I only bring that up because, normally I don't care for much snow. I was kind of jealous we didn't get the snow that they got a little east of here this past week, and I could have taken my kids out and going sledding. But, you know, it's good to have some ideas for good sledding hills, so appreciate that, Sydney.
Yeah,
well, if people want to learn more about what's going on in Parks and Rec right now, where do they go to find that information, Molly?
They can follow us on Facebook at Manhattan Parks and Rec. And the Parks and Rec website is www.mhkprd.com.
All right. Do you guys have the Park Advisory Board meeting tonight?
It is. It's at 4:30. You can either catch it on Cox Cable Channel 3 or on the cityofmhk.com website. We are asking that if you've got public comment that you submit those to Eddie Eastus by noon today. You can do that by email. And then if you'd like to attend in person, seating is limited to 29 people and masks are required.
All right. Well, some good things coming up with the parks, and we're going to be hearing a lot more. I know next month we'll probably talk a little more about what's going on at the Douglas Center as that project wraps up, and the two rec centers, they're coming along real nicely here at the middle schools. I'm really excited to see those get open here in the new year.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year for us.
Absolutely. Well, again, if you want more information, mhkprd.com. Follow them on Facebook at Manhattan Parks and Rec. Is there anything else, Molly or Sydney, that you want to say before we go?
I think you hit it all.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
All right. Yeah, no, appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for being here, and we'll talk again next month.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Molly Mayberry and Sydney Baker joining us here from Manhattan Parks and Recreation. Lots of good stuff there. And the ice skating rink is open Friday through Sunday, and USD 383 holidays now as school resumes tomorrow. And you check out more information on their website.